Alright, folks. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win, Daily Pep Talks. Your friendly neighborhood dose of motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk, straight from yours truly, Jackson Mead. Today's topic is close to home, something we all struggle with, sometimes showing ourselves the same kindness, understanding, and compassion we readily offer to others. Ever notice how you're quicker to comfort a friend going through a rough patch than you are to soothe your own bruised ego? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of offering yourself a gentle nudge, you launch into a self-critique marathon. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time for a radical shift in perspective. It's time to cultivate compassion and empathy towards ourselves. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Jackson, easier said than done, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a pushover or letting yourself off the hook every time you make a mistake. This is about fostering self-awareness, acknowledging your humanness, and treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer to someone you truly care about. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey of radical self-love. Number 1. Recognize those inner critic voices. We all have them, those nagging little demons whispering doubts and insecurities. But instead of letting them run the show, practice identifying them. When you hear that critical voice saying, you're not good enough, or you'll never achieve your goals, take a step back. Acknowledge it, name it, and then gently counter it with positive affirmations. You are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer to a loved one facing challenges. When you stumble, instead of berating yourself, offer yourself words of comfort and encouragement. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Number 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get caught up in the pursuit of grand achievements that we forget to celebrate the little victories along the way. Did you finish a tough project? Did you finally conquer that fear? Acknowledge those successes and give yourself credit for your hard work. Number 4. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, engage in activities that bring you joy, and carve out time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment and fulfillment. Start each day by acknowledging 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to the love of your family and friends. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're learning to play the piano. At first, your fingers stumble over the keys and the music sounds more like a cacophony than a melody. You might feel discouraged, tempted to give up altogether. But what if, instead of berating yourself for those initial stumbles, you offered yourself words of encouragement? What if you celebrated each tiny improvement, each note played correctly? You wouldn't expect a world-renowned pianist to be perfect from day one, right? They practiced relentlessly, embraced their mistakes as learning opportunities, and treated themselves with patience and kindness. You deserve the same compassion as you navigate your own journey, whatever that may look like. So, let's recap. We talked about recognizing those inner critic voices, practicing self-compassion, celebrating our wins, prioritizing self-care, and cultivating gratitude. Remember, folks, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice, a journey of self-discovery and acceptance. Here's your challenge for today. Make a conscious effort to treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and empathy you extend to others. Offer yourself words of encouragement instead of criticism, celebrate your small victories, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Now go out there and show yourself some love. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.